Anytime, Jim.
One.
Two.
Three.
One. Two. Three.
Cruising down the rivers on a Sunday afternoon.
The years in your ears. Mid-century to century 2000. This is an audio history of your first 50 years, Mark, prepared for your entertainment by the Graphophone Entertainment Group. In 1950, when you were born like so many others like you, this busy nation hung out a clean hand to the victims of the past and discovered the mouse-tongued enema of tomorrow. Primitive, black-and-white, single-system TWEV obsessed the snowbound American family and you. Nobody wanted to remember anything, but they taught you drop drill. Remember, Nellie?
Yes, Jim. They were the fabulous 50s, a lavish epoch of rhinestones and chrome set against the basic black of daily life. While your lucky mom drove a hard top and a dishwasher, Pop relaxed with a flat top and his choice of newspapers.
Wasn't that something? But you were too young then to be a juvenile delinquent, and not old enough to care by the time was up for the old gym. Before you could help it, you were growing to adult manhood in the swinging 60s.
By 1960, color was an everyday necessity. That way, within a few short years, the once easy choice between mom and bad and good and dad had to be made in the marketplace of public confusion. Famous heroes came and went. Business improved.
Boy, did it. A few have-a-nice days afterwards, in a wartime frenzy, Americans all over the world went to the moon and back. When the trip was out of sight, they thought they had nothing to show for it but some dirty pictures. And that was what most everybody wanted.
I'll say, Jim, nearing the end of your second decade, Mark, just when it seemed as if everything you had in mind was legal and life was one big suitcase, it was time to get tough again from the top down.
Bring us together.
The sober 70s, soft on the inside, damage-resistant on the outside. A hungry people learned to eat buffalo and crow, while its elected bureaucracy was retired to celebrate the revolution.
Folks young and old began to think more about their mobile homes now that they could watch the recreation of their choice on the new imported double screen. Many believed that God had come back. We all wore old clothes.
I'm still wearing them. And then, after a long string of local fireworks, the first of the oil wars exploded. Business improved. Public interest declined. The president needed a volunteer, Mark. You were it. And so the Pegasus leaped skyward that sultry spring morning in 1979.
You were only 30 when you left for Planet X. How old do you think you are now?
Well, that's a question for the computers here.
Back here, it was business as usual.
The Irish-Israeli crisis.
The near-tragic Latin American devaluation.
The Pacific energy conflict.
The pirate raids of 85 and 86.
Wasn't those something? And yet at home, things slowed down a lot. Eco-planning and life system improvement, together with the Population Stabilization Program under President Bolt, created the North American Village Movement. By 1988, just as you were entering the orbit of Planet X, political life began to become a thing of the past.
Some called them the empty 80s, but now others are being naughty in the naked 90s. New words like Nav Shmavkafa,
Boltarama,
Tide Energy,
Zeppeline,
Simulaser,
Retirement Camp, and new ideas like
Poupain,
Equalism,
Divisibility,
Songkhwa Runshanyin,
new tourist nations like Amazonia and Namland,
and a few surprises, Mark. For instance, a new head in Rushmore National Park, and final elimination of the combustion engine, 2 years ahead of schedule.
Yes, it's nicer to be alive in 1995.
I'll say.
And it will be a flash to have you back. Sorry we haven't been able to bring you right up to date, but very soon now the Cape will be shut back, terminating the North American effort in space. Except, of course, for you.
That's right, Mark. And what a time you've missed. It's been entertaining to share it with you on The Years in Your Ears. This is Jim.
And Nellie Housefire saying,
so long until last time again.
This entertainment brought to you by GEG. Look for Graphophone loop holos and magna players everywhere.
I remember rivers, Nellie.
vows for every nudist teenager's picture. First National City announces checking plus tension relief pills helps housewife under pressure. Ever notice how when products compete with each other, they get better? USO is there, only if you care. Get your money's worth on Sunday. Best underwear you can buy is your best buy. New Lot, 7th Avenue, express your feelings. We're concerned with decorating your interior, not ours. Boy, drop out of school now, and that's what they'll call you all your working life. Without it, you're not with it. Piggy bank single, let the voter decide. Ooh la loo, new French blue. Bald men say goodbye to gray hair. Cover all your fall needs, get a shopping loan. Security is an extension phone in your apartment. 3 puffs, 4 puffs, maybe 5. Longer than king size. But fight air pollution. Accept me and do not question. Now I shall tell you that innermost secret, knowledge of God, which is nearer than knowing. Open vision, direct and instant. Understand this and be free forever from birth and dying with all their evil. Vain is their hope and in vain their labor. All their understanding is but bewilderment. Has fallen into the madness of the fiends and monsters, monsters. Great in soul are they who become what is godlike. They alone know me, the origin, the deathless. They offer me the homage of an unwavering mind. An unwavering mind. An unwavering mind. An unwavering
husband, and he has another wife, and she has another husband. It isn't the simplest sort of arrangement, tis it? No, after all our years of wedded bliss, it's off Wiedersehen, John. We must think of the child. After all, we do have a child, and he has a child, and the child has another wife. And she has another husband. And he has a child. And that child, John, is our child. I must go away somewhere and figure this thing out. Auf Wiedersehen, John. Auf Wiedersehen.
Mary, dear, I know you have another husband, and that he has another wife, and that she has another husband, and that our own child through marriage, is now my uncle, and your sister's father on your grandmother's side. But can't we talk this over? There's still time. Our divorce doesn't become final for another 5 minutes.
We'll talk it over some other day, John. But not today.
Why not, dear?
Today, I am to be married. Bonsoir, John. Prosit. Auf Wiedersehen. Au revoir. Adios. Aloha.
How do you like that? She didn't even say goodbye.
Like a ding dong. Oh yeah. sheets provide good insulation in your walls for your house. They can also make a great mattress or a couch. Oh yeah! Twinkies are their own food group. The USDA recommends 49 a day. Ignore the Surgeon General's warning and eat your ding-dongs every day. Twinkies are good for you and for me. For you and for me, they're just as important as firewood.
I just feel really good. Nothing like a string quartet to really make your day. And while we're making your day, let's just tell you what it is we're making here. This is the Bit Slap. I'm KBC, once again in your ear with more musical madness to get you through your day on time. We began with the years in your ears. Was it Dave Osmond? Well, it was Dave Osmond's album, Dave of the Firesign Theater. Actually, that was Harry Shearer and Penny Nichols, you heard helping out Dave on that one. That was Dave's only solo album with the Firesign Theater, from 1973, called When How Time Flies. And David was born in 1936 in Santa Monica. He's currently living in Whidbey Island, Washington, somewhere in the upper Seattle, Vancouver area, I suppose. I should Google it because I know you want to go visit him. He's married to a woman named Judith Walcott, and they have formed something called Otherworld Media, which mostly deals with children's theater, et cetera, as well as programs for NPR. Dave is pretty much retired from the Firesign Theater. They're all pretty much retired from the Firesign Theater. Our loss. But I have a feeling they'll be back someday. And we heard from the Freak Scene. That was the subway ride through inner space. From an album called Psychedelic Soul. Freak Scene was led by Rusty Evans, who was kind of a guru in the old days. Freak Scene evolved out of a band called The Deep, which actually featured David Bromberg in his younger days. Right now, Rusty's doing a Johnny Cash tribute called Ring of Fire with his son, Danny. After that, Spike Jones, None But the Lonely Heart. He did a few things like this, kind of spoofing the soap operas, the radio serials of their day, which were kind of the Gossip Girl of radio in the 30s and 40s. He did another one, at least one I know, called Loretta's Soaparetta, and I'll see if I can dig up some more. And then we heard from Slash J. Frank. He's actually Jason Frank from Wabash, Indiana, and this comes from an album called Blue Sky and White Puppy Clouds in 1998. I stole it off a Dr. Demento basement CD, so there. So, okay, so we got all kinds of stuff for you today. Some you're not going to want to hear. Too bad. That's what we're here for. It's not pretty out here. What do you think I have to go through every day looking for this stuff for you, huh? Stop complaining. Watch where you're going. I'll talk to you in a little while.
Zaz had red hair. He didn't care. He always laughed loud. He wasn't proud. Just a real easy guy who wouldn't tell a lie. But then one day, Zaz turned blue. Zaz turned blue. What were we supposed to do? Yes, Zaz turned blue. What were we supposed to do? One night in the park, for a lark, Zaz let Steve Brown fool around. Steve squeezed his neck and figured, what the heck? But Zaz hit the ground. He was downed. What were we supposed to do? Yes, Zaz turned blue. What were we supposed to do when Zaz turned blue? After high school, Zaz seemed cool. He worked on cars, went to bars. Then one day he went away and became a Marine at the age of 18. But he didn't want to fight, didn't do it out of spite, and he didn't want to die. No, he didn't want to die. And he seemed kind of strange. Could it be that he changed on that night in the park when he fainted in the dark? Zaz didn't die. Lucky guy, there were no parades. How the glory fades. Now he shoots lots of pool, and as a rule, he wears a silly grin on his chin. It all started when Zaz turned blue. What were we supposed to do? Yes, Zaz turned blue. What were we supposed to do when Zaz turned blue?
Moment out of heaven, that I one. I'm walking in the light. Song of love. It's in my heart. It happened now. It's the song that in my heart. It's in my heart. What glory land. I made it up. Now I'm the bell. I'm ringing and for bell.
Hullabaloo, alakazam, and he comes to you. Uncle Pockets with his magic pockets. Hoop-dee-doo and hullabaloo, alakazam, and he finds for you. Mops and tops and lollipops, also a canoe, which could be worn as a shoe.
A shoe!
Could be worn as a shoe. And the most amazing thing about the pockets where he's got them, they all have tops, but they don't seem to have any bottom. So hoop-dee-doo and hullabaloo, alakazam, and it's true. From a supersonic motor to a double chocolate soda, there's nothing Uncle Pockets hasn't got. Also a yacht, nothing Uncle Pockets hasn't got. A scooter full of chrome work, a brush to make your comb work, a magic pencil that will do your homework, and balls if you can bat 'em, a cat that eats macadam, an atomizer if you find an atom, a telephone to chat on, a mat to put your cat on, a frying pan that has a cowboy hat on, which when you come to think of it, isn't very strange, for a pot should be at home on the range.
Now we know on whom to depend for rockets and
sockets
and sprockets.
You do? On who?
On whom?
All right, on whom and you may you may depend.
On the man with the pockets and pockets and pockets and pockets and pockets and pockets and pockets. Whoop-de-doo and hullabaloo, alakazam, and he comes to you.
Uncle Pockets with his magic pockets.
Whoop-de-doo and hullabaloo, alakazam, and he finds for you.
Mops and tops and lollipops, also a canoe, which could be worn as a shoe.
A shoe!
Could be worn as a shoe.
And the most amazing thing about the pockets where he's got them, they all have tops,
but they don't seem to have any bottom.
So hoop-dee-doo and hullabaloo, alakazam, and it's true. From a supersonic motor to a goblet, salt and soda, there's nothing Uncle Pockets hasn't got.
Also a yacht.
Nothing Uncle Pockets hasn't got. No matter what, no matter what, no matter what, no matter what,
no matter what.
There's mutiny in the nursery, there's mutiny in the nursery, 'cause Mother Goose is on the loose, her kids are swinging out. There's mutiny in the nursery, there's mutiny in the nursery, Mother Goose is on the loose, her kids are swinging out.
yourself a partner. Open the ring and choose one in while we gaily laugh and sing.
Hotchkiss, beans, and barley broth. Hotchkiss, beans, and barley broth. But if you will give him his horn, he'll show you how to blow some corn.
Blackbird baked in a pie. When the pie was brought in, opened by the king, all the blackbirds flew around and started in to swing.
There was mutiny in the nursery when they all got loose. They began to yell for old Mother Goose. Goosey, goosey, gander, take a tip from me. Better trot on home before you miss the jamboree.
What it sounds like, hey, hey. They cut out 8 bars, the dirty bastard. And I didn't know which 8 bars he was gonna cut. Why don't somebody tell me these things around here? Holy Christ, I'm going off my nut.
Here's a piece of shit, became a hit, they call it Sam's Song, published by a schmuck who fell in luck by pushing Sam's Song. when you hear a fart that falls apart. You're hearing Sam's song. It's the kind of song with a theme so strong you'll vomit all day long.
If you're getting gas, you'll bet your ass it's the Sam's song. If you smell a cooze,
I got some news. You're smelling Sam's song. Go and blow your job, hang on to your lob, and just do everything wrong. And if you're deaf and blind, you're sure to find another Sam song. Here's a piece of shit, became a hit.
They call it Sam song. Published by a schmuck who fell in luck by pushing Sam song.
When you hear a fart that falls apart, you're hearing Sam's song.
It's the kind of song with a theme so strong you'll vomit all day long.
Lots of rhythm you got. And if you're getting gas, you'll bet your ass it came from Sam's song.
It's a Jewish Crosby.
And if you smell a cooze, I got some news.
You should know, man.
You smell Sam's song.
Don't you blow your job, hang on to your lob, and just do everything wrong. And if you're deaf and blind, you're sure to find another sad song.
Let's go to the Boqueria and laugh at a farmer, a stupid old bugger who fought in the war. Let's laugh at the way the old fart gets drunk till we can't drink no more. Let's go out and find somebody to laugh at. Let's go to a payphone and call up a hair lip and offer him a prize if he can say the Lord's Prayer. Let's give an address so he can pick up his prize and then we won't be there. Let's go out and find somebody to laugh at. Go down to the convalescent home. It's always good for a laugh. It's always good when you're feeling blue to know that you're not dying too. Let's go buy a ticket and laugh at a midget. So very funny when it sits on a chair. Let's laugh at the way it seems far away, as if we weren't even there. Let's go out and find somebody to laugh at. Put me on a stage, I'll laugh at the audience. Their hard-earned bread to watch me talk to myself. I'm sick of me, you're sick of you, we're sick of each other, what else can we do? Let's go out and find somebody to laugh at.
One, two, three, now I go cleaning windows to earn an honest bob. For a nosy parker, it's an interesting job. Now it's a job. job that just suits me. A window cleaner you would be if you could see what I can see when I'm cleaning windows. Honeymooning couples too, you should see them bill and coo. You'd be surprised the things they do when I'm cleaning windows. In my profession I work hard, but I'll never stop. Climb this blinking ladder till I get right to the top. Now the blushing bride, she looks divine. The bridegroom, he is doing fine. I'd rather have his job than mine when I'm cleaning windows. Chambermaid, sweet names I call. It's a wonder I don't fall. My mind's not on me work at all when I'm cleaning windows. I know a fella such a swell, has a thirst that's plain to tell. I've seen him drink his bath as well when I'm cleaning windows. In my profession I work hard, but I'll never stop. I'll climb this blinking ladder till I get right to the top. Pajamas lay inside by side, ladies' nighties I have spied. I've often seen what goes inside when I'm cleaning windows.
Now this old road is of the present way, and I can feel the people of the past. A bumpy road, a road from yesterday, makes their memories last.
Ooh, licky, licky, wah, jiggy, ba, ba, ba. Ooh, licky, licky, wah, jiggy, ba, ba.
I'm gonna take it on a happiness way, if you walk this away without delay. I'm gonna take it on a cobblestone road, if you say you'll never ever go away.
Ooh, licky, licky, wah, jiggy, ba, ba, ba. Ooh, licky, licky, wah, jiggy, ba, ba. Ooh, licky, licky, wah, jiggy, ba, ba, ba. Ooh, licky, licky, wah, jiggy, ba, ba. Ooh, licky, licky, wah, jiggy, ba, ba, ba. Ooh, licky, licky, wah, jiggy, ba, ba.
I'm gonna walk the cobblestone road, cause it's much too bumpy and too well rolled. I'm gonna walk on a cobblestone road, cause it's much too bumpy and a way too old. This old road is of the present way, and I can feel the people of the past. A bumpy road, a road from yesterday, makes their memories last. I'm gonna walk on a cobblestone road, cause it's much too bumpy and a way too old. We're gonna walk on a cobblestone road, cause it's much too bumpy and a too well rolled.
And then he was gone. Where, oh where are you tonight? Why did you leave me here all alone? I searched the world over and thought I'd found true love. Corn in the field, it needs picking now. How well I remember the first time I saw you. You look so pretty, you're pulling the plow. Where, oh, where are you tonight? Why did you leave me here all alone? I searched the world over and thought I'd found true love. You met another and soon you was gone. Your lips are red as poison berries. Your ears look like a big cabbage leaf. Your eyes bug out like an old Popeye mullet. Your hair is like haywire and hangs to your feet. Where, oh, where are you tonight? Why did you leave me here all alone? I searched the world over and thought
thought I'd found true love. You met another and you was gone. I thought that my love was all that you wanted. I thought that my money meant nothing at all. I thought that the hearts would stay in the heart then. That's what I thought, dear, but you took them all. Where, oh, where are you tonight? Why did you leave me here all alone? I searched the world over and thought I'd found true love. You met another and you was gone.
Okay, everybody up for the mambo, please.
Yeah, let's go.
Hup-ta. And while you're dancing, I will explain what you've been listening to, if you can handle it. We started with Was, not Was, Zaz Turn Blue. That featured Mel Torme on vocals. The Golden Fog. Golden Fog left us in 1999, but left us a big mess to clean up with things like Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire, which he wrote with Bob Wills. Wells, not Bob Wills, Bob Wells. Was Not was actually Donald Weiss and, I'm sorry, David Weiss and Donald Fagenson, and they were from Detroit, and this came up an album called Born to Lap a Tornadoes from 1983, which also featured Ozzy Osbourne and Mitch Ryder. And then we moved on to the Middle Georgia Singing Quartet, This Song of Love, that was, and I'm not even sure what their really name is. That could have just been a generic name. It is a good example of something called shape note singing, which is kind of a singing without words, just syllables, kind of like the Shirelles, you know. And it was very popular in gospel in the 30s and 40s. And then we heard from Uncle Pockets. That was a Danny Kaye song, of course. And I searched for years for this song because I had heard a piece of it on a Granda and Munder and Torture tape. Don't ask me about them. I swear I'll tell you. And I had it under my nose the whole time on an album called Hans Christian Andersen Songs. And then we heard from a Looney Tunes cartoon that was Mutiny in the Nursery, a 1939 cartoon featuring Sniffles. The cartoon was called Sniffles and the Bookworm. And in this episode, Sniffles falls asleep in a bookstore and has all these weird psychedelic dreams about Mother Goose characters and Frankenstein. You've had them, I know, I have too, all the time. The song was written by Johnny Mercer and Harry Warren. And then we had a pair of naughty outtakes, one from Bing Crosby, Wrap Your Troubles in Dreams, goddammit, and Sam's Song from Mitch Miller and Percy Faith, definitely rated X. And then some anonymous person gave us Let's Go Out and Find Somebody to Laugh at least I assume that's what it's called, I don't know who those were. And following that, Peter Sellers, When I'm Cleaning Windows. Here, Peter channels his inner George Formby. George Formby was a ukulele banjo player, was in a lot of films in the 30s and 40s, mostly the 40s. George Harrison was a big fan of his. And we heard from Deviled Ham after that, something called Ooh Licky Licky Wah. I looked those guys up on the web. All I did was get hungry. I have the album somewhere. I got it at a bookstore in New York City. I can't find it. I'll track it down and give you some more information and some more of the cool songs on there. And then George Jones. Can't do that. You was gone. You was gone. George was born in Saratoga, Texas in 1931 and still performs quite a bit if you can get him there. You can sober him up. Sorry, George. You know it's true. George is, of course, known for his great voice and work with people like Tammy Wynette. Sober up, George, please. Anyway, speaking of sobering up, that's what I'm going to do. And you go ahead and do the same thing, and we'll play more music for you, and we'll come back and talk about it. Okay? Sounds like a deal.
The family
lovely maid put on her coat and went to milk the family goat. When she opened up the gate, the milking had to wait. They were a-doing a mambo. Even goats do the mambo. They were a-doing a mambo. Why, she just stood around. A dance went a little worm. He asked a little worm, come on, let's squirm. The worm said, don't be silly, friend. I'm your other end. How could they do the mambo? Cause it takes two to mambo. They were doing the mambo while I just stood around. The dance floor was doggone crowded as we danced cheek to cheek. The lights went out, I made a grab. My trial comes up next week. My old dog's as thin as a rail. He's all fleas from head to tail. When his tail goes flippity-flop, the fleas all hop on top. They were a-doing a mambo. Even fleas do the mambo. They were a-doing a mambo while I just stood around. She would flip. She didn't say a word, cause I was standing on her lip. Pappy said, stay away from the girly show. You'll see things you shouldn't know. I went anyway, he was right, I'll say. There was Pappy, ole, he was doing a mambo. Even Pap does the mambo. They were doing a mambo. Well, I just stood around.
Now, I heard tell about a guy who smokes so doggone much he up and croaked, and now he's resting 6 feet underground. He'd stop a red-hot poker game, a petting party with a beautiful dame, to light a cigarette to calm him down. I used to be just like that guy. I had to have a smoke or die. For nicotine, I'd even hock my boots. But then I stopped. I'd had enough. I vowed I'd taken my last puff. I'd found a brand new brand that really suits.
With men who know tobacco best, it's women 2 to 1. Ask any man who's made the test which product gets the gun.
And if this fellow's a manly guy, you can bet your shirt that he'll reply. With men who know tobacco best,
it's women 2 to 1.
Quite a connoisseur. I knew tobacco, that's for sure. I'd tried most every kind of nicotine. I've smoked a pipe, a cigar too, some tailor-mades, and rolled a few. And as a kid, I smoked the coffee bean. But then I met a man one day. His face was old, his hair was gray, and up on his frame, his clothes so loosely hung. He listened to me brag a while about cigarettes, then with a smile, he said, my boy, get wise while you're still young.
With men who know tobacco best, it's women 2 to 1. Ask any man who's made the test which product gets the gun.
And if this fellow's a manly guy, you can bet your shirt that he'll reply. With men who know tobacco best,
it's women 2 to 1.
In a bar one night, I asked a lady for a light. My cigarette had gone and lost its flame. She looked at me from head to toe, said, I don't smoke, but goodness knows, I just love to play those parlor games. I said, no thanks, I'd rather smoke. And then and there, I thought she'd choke, but then she started smiling with delight. I moved to leave, she said, sit still, and as she moved in for the kill, said, son, I've got good news for you tonight.
With men who know tobacco best, it's women 2 to 1. Ask any man who's made the test which product gets the gun.
And if this fellow's a manly guy, you can bet your shirt that he'll reply. With men who know tobacco best,
it's women 2 to 1.
It's women 2 to 1.
It's the end of another long, hard day punching cattle. And the sweat is dripping off your manhood because you're a man and you sweat like a man, like only a man can, because you do a man's job that really works up a man's appetite, and only a man knows what a man wants to know when a man really wants a man's taste, and that taste is the taste of Wrigler's beef flavored gum. Wrigler's beef-flavored gum. The kind of gum that belongs between a man's teeth. And now, Wrigler's brings you new barbecued beef-flavored gum. Wrigler's, the meat lover's gum.
Excuse me, ma'am, do you like yogurt?
Yogurt? Yeah, I think yogurt tastes like baby's throw-up.
Well, here, try some of this chalky white stuff in a cup.
Mmm, looks like yogurt. Smells like yogurt. Sure glad I didn't step in it. Mmm, tastes delicious.
Yeah.
Do I get on TV? What is it? Don't tell me it's yogurt.
Would you believe me if I told you that you just ate and like yogurt?
You're kidding.
Yes, I am kidding. Actually, that cup was full of baby's throw-up.
Yeah!
Nothing but yogurt in my loving cup. The girls don't freak when they see me walk by, cause I know I'm high on yogurt pie. Well, the love I got is not the same since I got into the yogurt game. Oh, one little girl, she almost gave in when I offered her yogurt instead of gin. Yogurt, yogurt, yo-lo-lo-lo-lo-gurt. I gotta have a lot of yogurt in me. Takes a lot of yogurt now to make me feel free. One out of one out, about a half past three. Race to the store to get some yogurt in me. The man said, boy, you look like you're hooked, but I ain't got no more yogurt cooked. You have to make do with sour cream. Without my stomach began to scream. I've been raised on yogurt and that's no joke. If I don't get my pine, I think I'm broke. Yogurt, yogurt, yo-lo-lo-lo-lo-gurt. I gotta have a lot of yogurt in me. Takes a lot of yogurt now to make me feel free. Oh, the time's gonna come when it will be. That's me as a fish in a yogurt sea. Just call my name and I'll jump right in. Swim around and around with my yogurt fin. Please, Mr. Donner, don't you let me down. Bring your truck on up with my favorite round. Boysenberry, blueberry, strawberry, apricot, cream. Yogurt, yogurt, yo-lo-lo-lo-lo-gurt. I gotta have a lot of yogurt in me. Takes a lot of yogurt now to make me feel free.
Responsibility only to oneself. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of pleasure. The new Declaration of Independence for the teenager around the world. Then when it starts to fade, the old world returns to what it was. Come over to a similar apartment in the village. Smoke a joint, burn a little grass.
Pot Party, Roach Party, Mainliner, Skin Pop, Shoot Some Crystal. The language of the narcotic and marijuana user. The language of a large and ever-increasing number of teenagers. Starting in high school on Benzedrine and Dexedrine pep pills, it is not long before many soon graduate to marijuana, the teething biscuits to a whole generation of adolescent psychics. And if marijuana is the appetizer, the advent of the space-age technology has provided the main course. Lysergic acid diethylamide, LSD, the crazy acid. To use it is to take a trip in the world of mystique, religion, and self-knowledge. For others, it is a trip to the emergency ward of the nearest psychiatric hospital. For some, it accentuates the beat. For some, it quickens sexual desire. For some, it is the release of sexual inhibitions. But whatever it is, teenagers are going for it. A drug that can be made in the kitchen sink is hard to stop. And maybe the forerunner of a new drug society out of some science fiction writer's imagination.
Will drugs pave the road to destruction for the now generation?
This is Louis Satchmo Armstrong talking to all the kids from all over the world at Christmas time. The night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that Saint Nicholas soon would be there. Nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums dance in their head. And Mama in her kerchief, and I in my cap. And just settle our brains for a long winter's snack. But out on the lawn, there arose such a clatter. I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away through the window, I flew like a flash. Dance. Tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. Of the new fallen snow, dance, gave a luster of midday to objects below. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and eight tiny reindeer. I knew in a moment it must be Saint Nick. More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name.
Now dash on. On, Comet, on, Cupid, on, Donner, and Blitzen. Now
Now dash away, dash away, dash away all.
Now dash away, dash away, dash away all.
Put the bone in, she asked him at the store. 'Cause my doggie's been hit by a car. And I do want to bring him home something. But the bone in, she begged him once more. The meat from the pork is sweet. Give the bone from the pork meat to me. Put the bone in, she begged him as she paced around the floor. Put the bone in, she yelled out once more. Put the bone in, she asked him at the store. 'Cause my doggie's been hit by a car. And I do want to bring him home something. But the bone in, she begged him once more.
On the California beach, relaxation! My baby's been reheat. We're out there having fun in the warm California sun. Good number to belch on.
Thank you.
Together now. Okay, very good. All right, we're back again, and got a few words of explanation for what it is we've been doing to you. We started doing stuff to you with Homer and Jethro. They were doing the Mambo, a song written by Sonny Burke and Don Ray, and that was part of the great Mambo infestation of the early 1950s. Probably the best version of it is by Tex Williams, which you can find on the FMU blog. They have a whole page full of those crazy country Mambos. I don't know, just go to the FMU blog and type in Mambo, you'll find it. It's pretty cool stuff. Tex Williams himself after that, and with Men Who Know Tobacco Best, it's Women, 2-1. That was a follow-up to his biggest hit, Smoke, Smoke, Smoke That Cigarette. The Yogurt Song, after a couple of commercials, that was Elephant's Memory. You may also know them as the Plastic Ono Band. They backed up John and Yoko in the Sometime in New York City period. And they actually briefly included Carly Simon amongst their members. Following that, the Pot Party, that was the Teenage Rebellion. At least that's who they say they are. Another one of those 60s scare pieces about those pesky little teenagers and their dangerous drugs. And then we had a Christmas song. It was The Night Before the Goose Got Fat, a mashup by DJ Rico. Satchmo meets John Kennedy. I thought John Kennedy died in 1963. Coincidence? Or what? Following that, Terry Jacks, Put the Bone In. That was the flip side, classic flip side of Seasons in the Sun. Probably sold more records for that one than the A side. Terry and his wife Susan formed the Poppy family and had a pretty good run with them. He's a Juno Award winning writer and producer, Juno of course being the Canadian Grammy. And he's a staunch environmentalist, especially mad at pulp mills. Currently living in British Columbia, where he's chained himself to a tree. After that, legendary Stardust Cowboy, his gentle hymn, Relaxation. Stardust Cowboy was mostly known as, to his friends anyway, as Norman Carl Odom. He's from Lubbock, Texas, and David Bowie admits that the Stardust in Ziggy Stardust came from the ledge. And he's currently living peacefully in San Jose, California. And if you want to know more about him, check out Irwin's book, Songs in the Key of Z, which has a whole chapter about him. And then we heard a Martin Denny remix from Christian Markley, and that does it for that. So I'm out of here. I'll see you next week. I got your mystery tune now. Not so much a mystery. I gave you a big clue about it before. And I'll see you next week with some more crazy stuff. You want to get a hold of me? You know how to do it. kbcradio@hotmail.com. In the meantime, have a good week, and I'll see you later. Bye. I'll miss you. I really will.
Cleaning to earn an honest bob. For a nosy parker, it's an interesting job. Now it's a job that just suits me. A window cleaner you would be if you can see what I can see. When I'm cleaning windows, honeymooning couples too. You should see them billing coo. You'd be surprised at things they do. When I'm cleaning windows, in my profession I'll work hard, but I'll never stop. I'll climb this blinking ladder till I get right. right to the top. The blushing bride, she looks divine. The bridegroom, he is doing fine. I'd rather have his job than mine. When I'm cleaning windows, the chambermaid, sweet names I call. It's a wonder I don't fall. My mind's not on my work at all. When I'm cleaning windows, I know a fella such a swell. He has a thirst, that's plain to tell. I've seen him drink his bath as well. When I'm cleaning windows, in my profession I'll work hard, but I'll never stop. I'll climb this blinking ladder till I get right to the top. Pajamas lying side by side, ladies' nighties I have spied. I've often seen what goes inside when I'm cleaning windows. She looks a flapper on the screen. She's more like 80 than 18. When I'm cleaning windows, she pulls her hair all down behind, then pulls down her, never mind, and after that pulls down the blind. When I'm cleaning windows, in my profession I'll work hard, but I'll never stop. I'll climb this blinking ladder till I get right to the top. At 8 o'clock a girl she wakes, at 8:05 a bath she takes, at 8:10 my ladder breaks, when I'm cleaning windows.